Blog Talk Radio.
The birthday music, because this month is March and it is Culture Shock Entertainment Report's birthday month, March the 10th to be exact. 2011 was the date that Culture Shock Entertainment Report was born, right here on Blog Talk Radio. So thank you for celebrating the 13th birthday. Unbelievable. 13th? Wow. 2011. March the 10th, 2011 was the birthday, the date, was the day that it was born of this awesome podcast. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio, owners and management, and my fellow cohort, the podcast, fellow podcasters and producers right here at Blog Talk Radio, and also fellow podcasters all around the world. Thank you for your love and support, and most importantly, my co-producers, the global listening audience. Thank you, thank you, thank you for celebrating a Culture Shock Entertainment Report birthday of this month and tuning in. I've been resharing throwback episodes and also looking forward to former guests and guest co-hosts and co-hosts to return to the show. It is Testimony Tuesday. Yeah, a different swing for Tuesdays. No, my testimony is I am thankful for the perseverance, the things that I have. I thank God for life, for being here right now. I thank God to been able to vote this morning. I'm in Mississippi, you all know, Jackson, Mississippi, and one of the three other states are experiencing presidential primaries and also other primaries, because I voted for Roger Wicker, and I know you all are curious about who did I vote for. Being a longtime member, I'm one of the co-chairs of the state of Mississippi, plus I must add I'm a delegate and an elector when it comes to that time. I heard that I can keep that secret, but I don't have to keep it secret. But because No Labels decided to move forward, I did not vote for neither one of the candidates on the Republican or Democrat ticket. Guess what? I wrote in a name. I sure did. I wrote in a name. You all probably wondered, who name did she write in? Did she write in the governor of her state, Mickey Mouse? Who did she write in? I wrote in my name. I wrote in myself. That's what I did. I wrote in myself. But if No Labels had not decided to go forward, because we're putting a unity ticket together, as you all know, and media and global listeners and those that are voting absentee or going to the polls, but Mike Rollins, our convention chair, will let you all know globally what's going on in the process of selecting a unity ticket, and our ticket will comprise of Republican and a Democrat. So you all know I am a Republican, but I was considering voting across the line for Biden. My only concern is the border situation. That's well, I was not my only concern, but a very important concern of mine regarding the border situation. And of course, you know, money and health care, I mean, that's important. So I wrote it myself because as of now, I am my own president. I am my president. I wrote it myself. I didn't write in Mickey Mouse or Delbert Hoseman or Governor Tate Reeves. I didn't write in Mark Cuban or anybody like that. I wrote in my own name. And I didn't only write in my name for voting for president, but also one of the Congress. There were three candidates to vote for, and I know nothing about them. I think I've heard some of their spokespeople talk about them on conservative talk radio, like on Kim Wade show and Clay Edwards show. I think I've heard things about certain people. I don't know their names. And so I voted for Roger Wicker. There were three selections, president, Roger Wicker, and Congress. So I wrote my name in for the Congress part and also for president. I wrote my own name in. You know, you can write in your name also. I don't think I've ever written in. I know a lot of people that do write in have done it for years. I don't think I've ever written in for president. I might have written in for something, for like a local office, but I never written in for president. So that's what I did. That's who I voted for those that wanted to know who I voted for. I voted for myself. That's who I voted for. Because I am who's dealing with my situation. In God I trust. In God we trust. We the people. So that's who I voted for. I voted for me, myself, and I. I wrote in my own name. So, and no one can argue with me regarding that. I voted for myself. But that's something I'm thankful for, and I have a testimony that I am in America, where I can have the right to write in my own name. A lot of countries, even though some of them are listening, you can't do that. So it's important for us to keep and maintain our rights. Country before politics, and our own personal lives before politics. So I'm going to the studio, see if anyone has called in. Before we continue, and please call in and chat. I'm opening up the chat room. But that's my testimony. I'm just grateful to be alive. So many miracles have happened in my life. I am just amazed. I am grateful. When I was a little girl, I knew being an adult was something, but... And then it's so heartbreaking to see kids worrying about things more than what Barbie or Ken is going to wear. You know, kids have worries nowadays that they shouldn't have. So I'm grateful for all of us, the little ones, the older, wiser people, myself, those that keep me in their prayers, you listening audience that send me positive vibes, and my social media friends and those that I work with and those that I fellowship and minister with, those that I pray with. I'm just so grateful. I'm grateful to be alive. Grateful. So that's my testimony, that I am grateful to be here, to get off a hiatus and host this show and talk with you all and listen to you all play awesome music. My apologies for being a few minutes late. I was downloading awesome music. My pookies decided that they wanted to eat. Remember we talked about the time? So, I mean, they're like, okay, the time. So they're thinking like, okay, it's time. We don't know anything about spring forward. We know it's time to eat. So I fed them, or you all will be hearing a barking choir. But a shout out to the top listening countries, my native United States, Finland, Germany, Brazil, Turkey, China. On Sunday, I said hello in each country's language. And wouldn't it be amazing if I become bilingual in like many, many languages? That would be amazing. I would love to do that. I can do it if I focus right. I know. But if you are in one of the states that are dealing with the president primaries and other state and local elections, remember to vote before the polls close on you. Do your best to find out about the ballots before we get off the air. I will do my best to go over the Republican-Democrat ballots of Mississippi, and I'll try to pull up the ballots of other states that are voting today also. But I'll rock your vote, and if you're not registered to vote, remember to register to vote. And remember, a lot of elections are won by lack of votes. I was number 40. My poll is right around the corner. I walked around the corner. I was number 40. I was the 40th. And to be honest, primaries should have long lines. You know, if you want to know my thoughts. And even when I'm working as a poll manager, I'm like surprised. Then like people really come out when it's the general election, the November election, or the main election, regardless if it's a local election or federal, you know, national, like it's the presidential election. But the primaries are important. That's what decides who we will vote for in November. So I want to shout out Cousin Linda. She's listening. Family and friends near and far, again, like I said, my prayer partners. I want to shout out my neighborhood, the city of Jackson, our mayor, the governor. I just re-shared the governor voting. The city council, they had a meeting earlier today. Look at that. I didn't attend. I said I was going to attend, but I need to rock my vote first. So hopefully I will be able to attend the next meeting. I did network and pass out no label brochures. So I thought I might not be able to, but those that they were receptive and wanted the brochures. One of my neighbors already had a brochure because I had given him a brochure at our National Night Out back in October, but it was a different brochure. So, yeah, so it's good I did give it to him because the PDF is on our newest brochures, the PDF for our Common Sense policy book. But, again, it's for everybody, the Common Sense policy book. It's for everybody. It's about us working together. And to be honest, I had no idea when I joined No Labels in 2011. And I don't think the founders had any idea either that we would be having a unity ticket, but that's what it has come to. I had no idea, that we would be doing this. But that's where it has come to. What's your story? What are you grateful for? What is your testimony? I hear some amazing testimonies in person, on social media, and right here since 2011, I've heard so many testimonies. Be honest, every guest, every co-host, Cousin Linda always amazed me with her testimonies. Big shout out to Pastor Doug, Jr., CEO, and the winning team. Also, big shout out to their support and love. I'm just amazed at the testimonies and the experiences. Sometimes we think we have a story or dealing with something, and then we hear the story of someone else. And, you know, the stories of triumph and success and all the obstacles that people have overcome in their health, in their family, in business endeavors, in their education. It's just amazing. And one reason why my late mother always said, never give up. Beth, baby, never give up. You and your food, never, ever give up. And thank you for interacting with me throughout social media and email. Email is KultureShock, KultureShock@gmail.com. KultureShock@gmail.com. Thrice, KultureShock@gmail.com. And the other email is still valid also, KultureShock, KultureShock@Beth@Yahoo.com. KultureShock@Beth@Yahoo.com. Cash App, and I'll be sharing Pastor Doug, Jr., CEO's Cash App also during this broadcast. My Cash App is Beth, $Beth, B-E-T-H, B-True, B-T-R-U, KultureShock, KultureShock, $Beth, B-E-T-H, B-T-R-U, KultureShock, $BETH, BTRU, KultureShock. That's my Cash App, and I'll be sharing Pastor Dunn Jr. CEO's Cash App also during this broadcast. He and the winning team appreciate your support and listenership also around the world. And my screen is freezing because I'm trying to talk in the chat also. Let's see. Murphy's Law, what can happen will happen. 74 degrees here. Okay, yay, it's unfrozen. So while I am unfreezing, big shout out to Salt Bay. He is in Beverly Hills. I have friends in Salt Bay. In Beverly Hills, so in Salt Bay, oh my God. But big shout out to Salt Bay. He's in the States right now. My screen is unlocked because I have the chat open, but the screen is frozen on me. So I need to let some of my fellow podcasters and listeners that are in our listening community know that I am back, that we are back. So I am in the chat room. The chat room is open. The screen had frozen. So it's open back. And so I had just seen some stories. Meghan Markle won the defamation suit against her half-sister. And so that's a triumph for her for winning that. So, okay. So here's the Moogify. Okay, it's from CBS News, and it just dropped like a few minutes. Like it just dropped from CBS News. Trump Biden could clinch 2024 nomination after today's Republican and Democratic primaries in Washington, Georgia, Mississippi. Former President Donald Trump may be able to clinch the Republican presidential nomination today as the results are in from four GOP voting contests taking place in Georgia, Washington, and Mississippi, the Magnolia State, the hospitality state too, and Hawaii. Georgia, Washington, Mississippi, and Hawaii. Those are four states. I'm in Mississippi. President Biden may also clinch the nomination today. Republicans in Georgia, Mississippi, and Washington will hold primaries, while Hawaii is holding GOP caucuses. Democrats will be holding primaries, are holding primaries in Georgia, Mississippi, Washington, and the Northern Mariana Islands, and Democrats abroad will also be voting. So, yeah, I mentioned you all voting around the world. So that's what's up. So we'll know something in a few hours. Well, we already know, don't we? We already know, but we just need to know, the numbers and all that good stuff. So those are the states. So let's see. I had the ballot information in front of me. Going to share some Mississippi ballot information. And Clarion Ledger is doing something live right now. Okay, Clarion Ledger. This is from Clarion Ledger, Mary Boyce. The March 2024 primary elections are here. Here's the sample ballot divided by party. So, Democratic primary. And here are the categories. United States President Joseph R. Biden Jr. United States Senate Ty Pinkins. U.S. House of Representatives, 1st Congressional District, Diane Dotson Black, Bronco Williams. U.S. House of Representatives, 2nd Congressional District, Benny G. Thompson. And I do vote across the line for Benny G. Thompson. And also sending out prayers also to Ryan Flowers. I heard that he needed surgery. He bring Benny Thompson last time. So sending prayers out to him and my friends, all that support him and friends that even told me about him and asked me to become a part of his campaign when he was beginning his campaign a few years ago. U.S. House of Representatives, 4th Congressional District, Craig Elliott Rayburn. Jarvis Gordon, previously running for U.S. House of Representatives, 3rd Congressional District, has since dropped out of the race. So I'll go through that again. United States President Joseph R. Biden Jr., United States Senate Ty Pinkins, U.S. House of Representatives, 5th Congressional District, Diane Dotson Black, Bronco Williams, U.S. House of Representatives, 2nd Congressional District, Benny G. Thompson, U.S. House of Representatives, 4th Congressional District, Craig Elliott Rayburn, Jarvis Gordon, previously running for U.S. House of Representatives, 3rd Congressional District, has since dropped out of the race. Republican primary, United States President, their names are still on the ballot. Ron DeSantis, Nikki R. Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, Donald J. Trump. Candidates have dropped out of the race that are still on the ballot, leaving former President Trump as the only Republican presidential candidate. United States Senate, Gannon Burton, Dan Eubanks, Roger F. Wicker. I voted for Roger, the incumbent. U.S. House of Representatives, 1st Congressional District, Trent Kelly. He wasn't on my ballot. U.S. House of Representatives, 2nd Congressional District, Ron Eller, Andrew Scott Smith, and Taylor Turcotte. U.S. House of Representatives 3rd Congressional District, Michael Guest. See, he wasn't on my ballot. U.S. House of Representatives 4th Congressional District, Carl Boyerton and Mike Ezell, Michael McGill. So let me repeat that like I did the Democrat ballot. Republican primary, United States President, Ron DeSantis, Nikki R. Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy. They all have dropped out, so that only left Donald J. Trump. United States Senate, Gannon Burton, Dan Eubanks, Roger F. Wicker. U.S. House of Representatives, 1st Congressional District, Trent Kelly. U.S. House of Representatives, 2nd Congressional District, Ron Eller, Andrew Scott Smith, and Taylor Turcotte. And I'm going to pull up their information right after the show, and I'll share on my social media their, you know, their agendas and platforms. U.S. House of Representatives, but I wrote in my name because I didn't have any information. I wrote in my name. I started to pick like the best name, the name I liked the most, but I just went ahead and wrote in myself, my complete legal government name. U.S. House of Representatives, 4th Congressional District, Carl Boyerton and Mike Ezell, Michael McGill. So I am sharing this on my newest Facebook page, the one with the microphone, Bethany Williams. So sample ballots for the state of Mississippi. If I can get up other states, I will. Sample ballots for Mississippi primaries. Aaron Ledger. I have to give the credit and name the source. So that's on my Facebook page, so you can read that article for yourself and see the sample ballots, because you still have 2.5 hours to get to the polls if you're in Central Standard Time. And those in Hawaii and Washington and the state that I'm not mentioning, you all can, you know what time zone you are on to get to the polls. So you know, because I'm not sure, you know, you are either on Pacific, Hawaii is Pacific Standard Time, so you still have a little more time to vote. But those that are on Central and Eastern Standard Time, Washington, Central Standard Time, like Mississippi, you only have 2.5 hours. See what this audio is saying. If I can get the audio on. I was catching a live broadcast, but not the sound is not coming on. So those are the Democrat and Republican primary sample ballots. So, you know, take note and do better than me. If you haven't voted yet, do a little research on candidates that you are unfamiliar with. Then you won't have to write your own name in. Wouldn't it be ironic if one day somebody wrote their own name in, like myself, and then other people wrote their name in, and then you, like, win the election? Wouldn't that be funny? That would be, like, crazy if someone did that. But sometimes you do hear, like, Mickey Mouse got X amount of votes, or a rock singer or actor or actress got X amount of votes because people wrote in other names other than was printed on the ballot. So, yeah. my longtime social media friend and who's been a supporter of the show since the beginning. Yes, so I'm text messaging with Cousin Linda. She's been trying to get on the show, so hopefully you all will hear her voice in a few minutes. We hear her voice. So I need to pull the screen back up so I can take her call. So she's been trying to call in. So, there is a new number, you all. 563-999-3426. 563-999-3426. It's the new calling number. Save it so you can have it at your fingertips whenever you need to call in during live broadcast. And thank you for checking out the archive shows. And like I said, I've been posting throwback shows throughout social media and on my blog on Tumblr. And it's amazing to listen to those former shows, the awesome interviews and topics discussed and the rock and music. I mean, it's really cool. And it brings back good memories and also what works on the show. You know, so some things I will be bringing back. It's like, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And also we're reinventing, right? We're reinventing Culture Shock Entertainment Report. So hopefully we will be blessed to hear the voice of Cousin Linda very soon. Again, thank you for connecting on social media. I have a new YouTube channel, Be True. On TikTok, I have a new TikTok. I have three active TikToks. But these are social medias that are directly connected to the reinvention of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. So you can find me, simple, at Beth. Culture Shock Inc. underscore Beth is associated with the podcast. So you will see microphones on the Facebook page because I have an original Bethany Williams Facebook page. And, you know, Culture Shock Entertainment Report has a, you know, a page. And then I created a new Bethany Williams page, and you see the microphone, and you see a picture of me in the larger picture, in the larger profile pic. So I sent her the number, but I don't see her number on the screen. It's been a caller, so y'all feel free to call 563-999-3426 is the number. And some people might ask, what is a testimony? And I know sometimes we buy testimonies in court, but testimony when it comes to your life. And I'm just going to, you know, because some people, you know, like, okay, a testimony. But the testimony is when you share your story regarding how you changed your life, how God changed your life, how you were saved in Christian words, how you were saved and brought closer to the Lord, and miracles that have happened in your life. I'm just going to share what's in the dictionary. The other definitions keep popping up. And, you know, I can share from my heart, but religion, Christians in general, especially within the evangelical tradition, use the term to testify or to give one's testimony. It's to mean to tell the story of how one became a Christian. Commonly may refer to a specific event in a Christian's life, which God did something deemed particularly worth sharing. And, you know, all religions have a testimony of how they became more in depth and closer to their faith, Muslims and Jews, and happy blessed Ramadan also to my Muslim family and friends. Wow, Salt Bae, one of Cousin Linda's favorite people, he's doing amazing things for his family and friends back in his hometown. You know, he built a mosque in honor of his mother and father. And so it's unlimited food on his first day of Ramadan. And if you go to his social media, to his Instagram, you will see how people are fellowshipping together and breaking bread together. And it's just so beautiful. And it's so beautiful for us Christians and Jews and Muslims and everybody of different faiths to come together and pray. You know, us coming together in prayer make a big difference in this world. But I definitely do not want to go without saying happy Ramadan to my Muslim brothers and sisters. Also, as we celebrate Ramadan month and Easter. Easter is at the end of the month, March the 31st. It's early this year. So that's what testimony is all about, sharing your story, how you became a Christian and or how God changed your life to live a better life. That's what it is. And so I give God the glory. And being a Christian, I give God the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. I praise the Lord and thank God for forgiving a backslider like me. For forgiving a backslider like me. And I want to give a shout out also to the mosque that I attend in Dallas, Fort Worth in Plano. Also Plano Magic. So and the mosque also here in all the Muslims here in Jackson, Mississippi and around the world. So I must not forget that. So I'm just so grateful and just sharing a testimony of just being here broadcasting right now live. If it's one or two listening or 200,000 or 2 million listening, I hope I'm manifesting that. but I'm grateful to be on air doing this and to redevelop and reinvent the show and to get everything for the visions that God have shared with me and to be a part of the visions that my other brothers and sisters that you all share with me, you know, because it takes us as a team, that synergy to do what we do, because God uses all of us, and it's important for us to, you know, to believe in ourselves. And yes, I'm talking to myself. I'm in the midst of rebuilding my self-confidence and my self-esteem. And I thank you all for praying for me. And thank you for receiving my prayers and my love that I extend to you. You know, it's important for us to extend our hands to each other. So that's another testimony in itself. I'm grateful. Oh, my God. And I'm about to cry. Happy tears. I'm so grateful for those of you that pray for me, accept my prayers, extend your hands out back to me, you know, and give me virtual hugs. That those that, you know, hold my hands in prayer. One thing that my late mother and I love to do, we love to hold each other's hands and to hold hands. And I was with one of my friends and her daughter a few weeks ago, and I just loved it. They were holding each other's hands as the mother drove the car. It was just so beautiful. But sisters and brothers, husband and wives, boyfriend and girlfriends, fiancés, prayer partners, you know, those of us around the world to virtually hug each other and hold each other's hands. It's so important. So I'm grateful, and that's a testimony to self. I thank you all for extending your hand, handshake, hold hand, hugs, virtual hugs, when we can't hug in person. I'm grateful and I'm thankful. That's my testimony. And I can go on and on. Oh, my God, my prayer partners, powerhouse, Prophet Anthony Friday Sr. and Dr. Mrs. First, his First Lady, Mrs. Emma Friday, and the overseer of the prayer line, Missionary Bolden, they can tell you. And Cousin Linda is often on the prayer line, too. I can go on and on, just like many of us do, of the testimonies and the miracles. Some of you all would be amazed at some of the that I have. I'm so grateful for. Some of you all have been with me and know. Some of you all have the gift to see what I've been through. So I thank you all for your prayers. I thank you for what God has shown me. God showed me things that what some of you have been through, and I am proud of you. Keep up the work. Keep up being strong. Keep up the work. Keep up the good work. Do not give up. Do not give up. Stay strong. I'm staying strong with you. Stay strong. Do not give up. Let's see if Cousin Linda Call is on. But I just wanted to share that because, you know, some people, even I myself, you know, okay, testimony, what exactly is a testimony? But it's to share your story. Share your story how God have delivered you from a situation, from maybe drug abuse, alcohol, physical abuse, work, your business, your job, just changing you to look at life from a changed perspective, a renewed mind. I thank God for my renewed mind. I thank God for my renewed mind. I thank God and my prayer partners for their prayers and removing fear also from me and to believe. So you all definitely, you're going to see more of me. And you all know, Sunday, I thank God for the amazing people in my life. Some amazing things are going on in my life. Oh, my God, I can't wait for tomorrow's show, Winning Wednesday, Winning Mindset Wednesday. I definitely want you all to call in and talk about some of the books you are reading. What do you do to have that winning mindset to just break through and stay focused on your passions? If it's raising your family, if it's your mission in life, your ministry, your church, your job, if it's your favorite causes. And that's something that you can share during testimony, sharing your story. But winning mindset Wednesday, you know, share what you are listening to, what you are reading, what you are creating, how are you keeping that winning mindset? How are you 10Xing it? I'm going to talk about 10X. Mr. Grant Cardone and Mrs. Alina Cardone's 10Xing way also, and also many other inspirations. I am a student of Grant Cardone and Alina Cardone and Dan Merrill, Tony Robbins, Dan Pena. I am a student and local people and people that you would be surprised. And you know what? We are students, and then also we are mentors and teachers to others. So sometimes we don't know who's learning from us, right? So let's talk about that. Our winning mindset. Who inspires us, and how do we inspire others? Sometimes we don't even know. Sometimes we think we might not be inspiring others, and then we find out that we do inspire others. Through our perseverance and through our endurance and our agility. And one thing my Avon coach and her husband and my Avon community definitely inspire me. And wow, Malagros Garcia of Naples, Florida, and her husband, amazing. amazing, inspiring people, and they teach a lot about looking at your life through your own eyes, looking at the truth, looking at your finances, being consistent. Consistency is the key. Something that Safe talks about often is the discipline. But, you know, consistency and the discipline, those are the keys of life in dealing with our health, eating healthier, becoming happier, focusing on our, I'm refocusing. Yes, I'm resetting, I'm refocusing. I did get off track, but I did stay focused on God, and God is the center of my life, and I am focused. I'm focused on my health. And I know you all are focused on your health. Those with the good bags, you're focused on making your bags even bigger, and I'm focused too on the bag, and using biblical principles. And as we talk about testimony, what's the importance of tithing? That's something we could talk about also next Tuesday. Testimony Tuesday. We could begin now talking about the importance of tithing and offerings, and something that Pastor Dunn, Jr., CEO, talked to me about today via text message is the importance of handling business properly. And that's something that Prophet Anthony Friday Sr. and also my pastor at my church, Pastor Gary Adam Sr. and his wife talk about and stress is paying your tithes and offerings, planting seeds, something that Missionary Bowden and her husband at Tabernacle Ministries talk about, the importance of paying your tithes and offerings. And in the book that I keep rereading along with my Bible, The 1 Minute Millionaire, that is what it's all about, becoming an enlightened millionaire, billionaire. It's about being a giver, paying your tithes and paying your offerings. And even when you don't have the money, being a cheerful giver in giving to others, been a servant to others. Because you know, some of us might say, yeah, I don't have the money, but, you know, been a servant. And I like to give and like to do for other people. I know some people feel like, well, that person, they're taking advantage, or you better charge, you know, you better charge. And I'm amazed that sometimes when I'm just out of my heart, not expecting anything, and I do things for people, and then they will bless me financially. And sometimes people bless you financially more than you would charge. So it is what it is. I know you're saying, what are you trying to say? Well, I'm just saying it's important to be a cheerful giver and not always look at, okay, what I'm getting out of it. But I like it when men and women of God break it down seriously. It is important. We're talking about election time, and that's something that we're concerned about. Whoever wins the election in November, whoever wins a local election, that's what many of us are concerned about. We're concerned about our livelihood. We're concerned about our well-being. We're concerned about our groceries. We're concerned about our health care. We're concerned about our businesses. We're concerned about jobs and getting jobs. Yeah, I've been filling out job applications like crazy, like crazy. I have some interviews coming up. My school in Dallas, Oga School, they've been waiting for me to come back and finish my aesthetic studies and get my esthetician license. And also, you know, there's a reputable school right here in Clinton, Mississippi, too. But you know, that's paid education. So those of you that can, you know, continue advancing your education, do. I still look forward to completing my bachelor's and master's, but it is dropped out, and they're millionaires and billionaires. I mean, we talk about Salt Bae, and then Grant Cardone's story is just amazing. You know, he had a bachelor's in accounting. Salt Bae started working as a preteen, 13 years old, the same age as the show, 13 years old as a butcher. He's been working nonstop. He's 40 now, and he's been working nonstop. You know, it's the American dream, and then it's the global dream, right? Because it's the global dream. It's the American dream we're concerned here. And those of you that love America and travel to America and work in America, and those of you working abroad, it's the American dream, but then it's the global dream. It's the world dream. Cousin Linda is, you know, a world traveler, and I need to get my passport. But it's our dream. Wherever we are in the world, if we're in America and living the American dream, or you're here in America, coming to America, I get so inspired by my neighbors who are Latinos. It's just amazing. They and my friends in Dallas, it's just amazing, you know, to me as American, when I see what people, and I've always been excited since I was a little girl about America being a melting pot. But then I'm hurt now, 55, seeing the things that we're dealing with being a melting pot. And then I'm seeing that we in some areas don't melt like we should because we have so much resistance. So that's another thing, you know, and I love it when Cousin Linda brings up the point about what America was found on, and it really goes deep. This is an ongoing situation, an ongoing story, but it's important for us to be optimistic about our present, about our future, and also creating our own opportunities. If it's working at long time, you know, making sure you're getting your pensions and your benefits when you retire, or creating opportunities and creating jobs for other people. And ever since I was a little girl, when I found out what the free enterprise system was in the third grade at Green Elementary School, I knew then, I'm like, wow, I really want to be a part of this machine. Free enterprise, sell and buy, what makes money operate and function in America and globally. That really got my attention, big time, no joke. And so it still have my attention, and it have many of our attention, right? Because it's important for all of us. If we're living as free spirits, or if we're really concerned about housing, homelessness, education, transportation, our livelihood. This is an entertainment lifestyle show, how we entertain and how we live our lives. Like my Avon coach always say, too, take your life seriously. And it's important for us to, you know, to take our lives seriously. And that's something that I was talking about on Saturday during spring break. And that's something that the police chief in Miami is concerned about. Take lives seriously, because losing two lives are too many. And so it's important for us to take our lives seriously. My mother was a soft-spoken, strong woman and kind, but, you know, she always took her life and her children and raising her family and her sisters and brothers and nieces and nephews and family seriously, but enjoy life. Every day she was always happy. And to her last day, at age 86, she always told me, I always learned. She loved to educate and teach and share stories. And she always stated that she always loved to learn. So we should never shut down learning. And we should never shut down educating and teaching one another. And that makes me think about my late brother-in-law and because of Linda's mother, Aunt Helen Darlings, and our Aunt Christine, and our Uncle James. I know many people that inspire us are in our family too, right? Right. Some of you can admit or not, it's indirectly or directly. But and something mother always used to say too, God first, family first. And she said sometimes it's your family of friends. You know, sometimes it's family of friends. And Bethany, you be a good, you surround yourself with good friends. And thank you, good friends, for being awesome listeners and supporters of the podcast. And she said, and most importantly, you be a good friend. So call me out when you feel like I'm not being a good friend. Call me out. I want you to call me out. And I thank you for calling me out on that, because it is my mission and it is my priority to be a good friend, to be an honest, trustworthy, also acquaintance. You know, so some people might say, well, I don't have friends, but, you know, at least a good acquaintance. at least good, you know, something like that. That I mean good, that I come in goodness and not in anything bad. Because we do need each other. But that's my testimony of just being grateful and being, I pray to live a long, healthy life, and I know many of us do. And I guess I said I'd have to say this, too, as we do talk about politics here in the States, and those of you that are, you all that are voting abroad, don't forget to vote, do your voting and all that. You know, let's take our life seriously. Of health care. Let's stop the violence. Let's practice our right to vote, you know. Let's share love, spread love. We are human beings. We are human beings. Sometimes you would think, we think that we're not. We think that we are robots, AI or something, but it's important for us to remember that we are human beings with feelings, with emotions, with people that love us. Believe it or not, those that think, oh, nobody cares, nobody loves me, somebody loves you, someone cares. God cares, I care. Someone loves you and someone cares. Yeah, I even say that. Don't nobody care, don't nobody give up, blank, blank. But, you know, people do care. There are, and when we do say that, have you noticed something happens to make you think differently? Like, wait a second, well, somebody does care. I don't remember seeing a stray dog a few weeks ago. I hope he's somewhere safe, because I see him often. But he was hungry, and he was, like, walking into traffic. And honestly, this dog looked like he was suicidal. And I had some leftover food from where I ate at my tax preparer's office. And I dropped like some of my food off to the side so he would walk away from the street so he would eat. And that dog looked at me like, oh, you care. Somebody cares. So, you know, people, you know, someone cares. Pray and care. And if you think that way, reach out to somebody, or, you know, listen to podcasts like mine, or reach out. Listen to your favorite music. Think about your goals. Think about the present moment. Get in touch with your inner being and talk to God. I'm sharing a testimony. When you feel that way, you know, do that way. Call someone. You'll be surprised. Call someone or send them texts or or start following someone that inspires you, you'll be amazed how you'll get your groove back. No joke. So I thank you all for tuning in. It's time to conclude the show. That's my testimony. I did say that I would share Pastor Dunn Jr. CEO's Cash App with you all. So let me get that Cash App info with you all and pick out the winning team. Check out the winning team. It's Cash App is $ Pastor, P, capital P, A-S-T-O-R, capital D-O-N-N-E-L-L, capital G, Green, Jr. $, capital P, Pastor, capital D, Donnell, D-O-N-N-E-L-L, capital G, Green, capital G, and Junior. Thrice. $, Pastor Donnell Green, Jr. That's his Cash App, and check out he and the winning team right here on Blog Talk Radio. Also, I told him I would share his Cash App. Hashtag Pastor at Dunn Junior CEO. And also, EWWN Radio hashtag Renny Team, hashtag 365 Days of Radio. So check him out. He and the winning team. So a big shout out to he and his family and the winning team. So big shout out to all of you listeners. Cousin London tried to get in because I told her I was concerned about her not about not seeing her. I thought she was going to call in. I mean, come in, and I seen a text message from her mentioning that she was trying to get in and couldn't get in. So I asked her to call the new number. But tomorrow is Winning Mindset Wednesday, and check out the schedule. And my apologies that kept being rescheduled, but I thought the show was for today. I mean, it was for today, but I accidentally scheduled it for another time, date and slot. So my apologies for the rescheduling. But we pretty much would stay on schedule, but always check the schedule and you will see the show topics and the time. And remember to send awesome music and show ideas, and let me know if you're interested in being a guest and also a sponsor of the show. Definitely would love you to be a sponsor. And also, use that email to send in drops. Like, I love listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Or, you know, send in creative drops, and I would definitely share them. And your PSAs. You know how much we love PSAs here at Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. So thank you also for Cash App and me at $ Beth, B-E-T-H, B-T-R-U, K-U-L-T-U-R-E-S-H-O-K. That's lower case letters for my Cash App. $ Beth, B-E-T-H, B-T-R-U, K-U-L-T-U-R-E-S-H-O-K. $ Beth, Be True, Culture Shock. Thank you so much for your love and support and interacting with me on social media and those that interact with me in person also. Thank you, and tomorrow will be Winning Mindset Wednesday, so looking forward. Some of you will be getting emails. Those of you that I have your emails that have called or chat with me in the chat room, you will get reminders also. And also remember, sign up for a listener's profile because you get you can interact with us here on the show and all the hosts. You can interact with us in the Blog Talk Radio community, the BTR community. You can interact with us. Even if you're not a podcaster, as a listener, you can create a profile and you can listen to us and interact with us in the chat room. Also, so that's amazing. That's super amazing. So Please create a listener's profile and also sign up, subscribe to our shows. And thank you for supporting my my spinoff podcast also on Spotify and Springer Blog Talk Radio. They merged, but thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Happy spring. Happy spring break to you. Again, happy blessed Ramadan month to my Muslim friends and family, and happy Easter month, and it's Women's History Month. If you all missed Sunday show, listen to it. You know, I shared a lot of information regarding Women's History Month. I even read the president's entire proclamation also. So, yay. So congratulations again to the amazing Oscar winners. Some of my favorite actors and actresses won. So, yay, yay, yay. Loving it, loving it, loving it. Cousin Linda, she has so much to talk with us about. So I can't wait for her to get on the call. Hopefully she will be on the call with us on tomorrow. You're talking about a winning mindset. Cousin Linda has a very good winning mindset, and I love it. Big shout out to our friends on the Fella Podcast. Nola, wake up, Nola, wake up New Orleans. Big shout out. Big shout out to that podcast and Queen Jay.